Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our midweek motivation podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week. Good morning, beautiful people of God. I hope you are having a beautiful morning as you woke up today. There's always a reason to thank God and to be grateful. I mean, waking up, being alive is an opportunity to change your life today, to do something you want to do and you haven't done before, and do something on your bucket list. Yeah, so today, our topic of today is God's plan for us. Yes, God's plan for us is good. He will give us an expected end. And the verse of today is in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Many of us know that verse, our favorite verse oftentimes. So, yeah, friends, God's plan for us is good. He will give us an expected end. We will all certainly experience seasons of transition, and some of us are already in that season. It is a time when we do not know what will come next, but we know that something new will happen. Do you know that feeling? Like you're anticipating something new, something beautiful. That's how I'm feeling right now. Sounds scary, doesn't it? That's why it's also a time when doubts and fears try to creep in. We wonder if we'll make it through the transition to the new phase we desire. We may question our plan and therefore come up with a new plan, or with a plan B, and some with a plan C as well, so that when plan A doesn't work out, we switch to plan B or plan C. Friends, in times of transition, God wants us to trust Him even more. He wants us to trust Him, and He doesn't like us making plan B or C. That means that we are actually planning our lives away. But He has already worked out His perfect plan for us. God only has a plan A for us. He will not give up on us in the middle of what He has started. On the contrary, God wants to give us an expected end. Without a plan B, without a plan C, it's a plan A. The vision He has given us will lead to an expected end. All God wants is for us to trust Him with our season of transition. He wants to show us the way to new opportunities. He wants to give us wisdom to make the right decisions for our next step. Trust Him. Doubt not. Do not doubt. He is fully in control. So how to recognize God's plan? God's good plan A, you know? Number one, spend time alone with God. Start with 10 minutes a day. Podcasts like this can help you. Number two, study the Word of God and meditate on it. Listen when God is speaking. Number three, pray that God will show you the next step. Number four, ask God for wisdom. And lastly, trust God. Yeah, and our verse of today is Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Take this along with you today and throughout the week. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And I pray for you as you continue this week, that you will trust in this verse and that God's good plan A will come true for you in this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you've been blessed by this episode. And if you have been blessed, why don't you share this with a friend, a family member, on your socials, with a colleague? Help the community to grow and spread the word of God so that many of us can become stronger Christians and believers and people of God. Until next time, bye.